Track 4 top tips for winter if you are living with sight loss. Our senior rehab officer, Simon Merrills, has put together some useful tips for you to consider as we enter winter. Tip 1: taking extra care in the dark. Well, the clocks have gone back, so it is dark earlier, and soon it won't be light until later, and with a dark cloudy sky can seem like it's never going to get light. Remember, all these things can contribute to reducing your residual vision. If you want to check your residual vision, do so in a controlled area such as your kitchen with the lights on. This will give you a better idea of how your sight is. The outdoor conditions at present can make it seem worse when you are out and about. Things will be more difficult to see, so be careful. Take your cane as it's reflective and wear a brightly colored coat. The weather can make it tricky too, as the rain will reduce contrast, add noise and make you want to put your hood up, so be extra careful. Tip 2: think about other people who support you. It is worth thinking about the people you help or that help you. Will you feel as inspired to go out, and will they? It is worth planning ahead. When you are out at the moment, remember there are generally less people about. Think about this if you often ask for a little bit of help when you're out. Tip 3: focus on your mental health and reducing isolation. How about giving some of your family, friends or neighbors a call? It's great to have a chat, plus it's nice to show you care, and likewise it's nice to know that people care about you. We have written a few guides to looking after your mental health during the pandemic. Read about this in the next section. Tip 4: check your lighting. Make sure all your lights work, including external lights if you have them. Check you have good bulbs that give good, consistent light. The new LED bulbs give off a good light and are cheap to run. If you want to convert to LED, ask someone to help you pick if you are not sure. They usually have a conversion on the box, letting you know the equivalent wattage. For example, an old 100-watt bulb can be replaced by a 15 or 20-watt LED bulb. Smaller LED bulbs use minimal power. You could use one in a lamp to keep your house lit, so you don't have to walk into a dark room. Think about using a timer plug and a lamp. Could this come on at night and morning to eliminate dark spots? I have a torch in my bag, and one in the house. It just helps sometimes. I always know where they are. They both have batteries in and work. Tip 5: plan your shopping. Plan ahead and try and keep some supplies in. Decide what you want to eat as a fallback plan, as the dark days can be a little low on inspiration when cooking. If you are on a diet or just watching your weight, you'll want to think about filling up, as it's easy to sit in all night and snack. Remember, it may be less inspiring or not possible to get as much exercise as you would like. If you are fortunate enough to have someone help you with your shopping, get them to read our useful tips for shopping for someone with a visual impairment on our website here, https://www.henshaws.org.uk/12top-tips for shopping for a visually impaired person. Tip 6: get your heating ready for winter. Check your boiler or heating system, as it may have been a while since you used it. Refamiliarize yourself with the timer and thermostat. This is a good time to put some new batteries in your magnifier if you have one. Another common problem with boilers is low pressure in the system. If you are unsure, get someone to check the pressure clock on the boiler and see if it needs topping up, as boilers can sometimes lose water pressure over summer. If you are not sure, get a plumber to check it, or get your boiler serviced. If you use electric to heat your home, keep the heaters and vent clear. Think safety. While we are at it, check your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detector too, if you have a fire, wood stove or gas fire. Tip 7: getting out and about safely. As we said, it is getting dark, wet and windy. Plan your journeys, add a little time, get your winter coat out and, if you've got one, use a backpack as it keeps both hands free. Take your cane as it is reflective and makes sure you are visible. Dark coats are difficult to see for drivers and other pedestrians, so make sure you have some good visible contrast or wear a reflective coat/waistcoat. I wear a peaked cap, as it keeps the rain off my glasses, which helps a bit. I don't like wearing a hood as I cross the road using my ears, so I don't cover them up. Most people with sight loss will use their ears more than they think, so try not to cover them. Watch out for streetlights, furniture, A-boards, road signs, etc., as they all hide in the gloom and hurt if you walk into them. Keep away from the curb, as puddles mean splashes, which means spending the rest of the trip wet. Mind you don't slip in the wet leaves, they'll be gone soon but are slippery as they rot away. They can make it tricky to identify the curb, so take your time and use your long cane. Tip 8, be mindful of frost and snow. Yes, it's coming, not 100% sure about the snow, but at some point we will get frost. Make sure you aren't in a rush, plan ahead, keep your hands free, and put your gloves on if you can. Frost is a nuisance, but with good footwear and a bit of planning you can reduce the risk. I wear boots or shoes with some good grip, no flat soles for this weather. Check you have turned the outside tap off and drained the hose if you have one, as they could freeze if you don't. If your path is frosty and slippery, you could sprinkle some salt on the path and step. You will need to give it time to work and check it's all defrosted. Dishwasher salt is usually in a big bag, some of this will do, plus it's not as messy as grit sand. You will still need to wipe your feet when you go in, and mind you don't slip on the laminate flooring.